Ukraine has been successfully repelling the offensive of Russian troops for 37 days, launching a counteroffensive and inflicting significant blows on the enemy in some areas. As the General Staff of the Armed Forces informs, Ukrainian soldiers liberated almost 30 populated localities the day before. Russian troops suffered heavy manpower and equipment losses in the northern and Syrsky directions. They cannot rotate efficiently or supply fuel and ammunition in these areas, so they are fleeing to Belarus. In general, the Russian command's initial idea to encircle Kyiv and capture it completely failed. It is revealing that the occupiers left the Chernobyl exclusion zone. Earlier, they tried to dig trenches and build dugouts in the Red Forest, the most radiation-contaminated area. After the soldiers showed signs of radiation sickness, they were taken to Belarus. The enemy continues to launch the systematic missile, bomb, and airstrikes on Ukrainian cities. However, the ground operation is almost unsuccessful as the Russians got stuck in trench war almost all over Ukraine. According to intercepted conversations, the occupiers destroy their equipment and weapons to take propaganda photos to create the appearance of success. In general, Ukraine's general staff considers that the occupying forces regroup and are likely to focus their efforts on conducting an offensive operation in the eastern operational zone. On the other hand, the retreat of the invaders may be related to the statement by British Secretary of State for Defense Ben Wallace that a number of states agreed to send more lethal weapons to Ukraine to resist Russian aggression. The experts say the shipments will include long-range artillery, air defense and anti-ship defense systems, and means for counter-battery warfare. These weapons will allow the Ukrainian army to gain a high-quality technical advantage over Russian troops and significantly increase the aggressor's losses. Bohdan Marushiak.